In northern France, a rough campsite provides shelter to a few thousand people from the Middle East and Africa. These are temporary homes made of camping tents or plastic sheets. People living here have fled war or torture. Many of them hope to cross the English Channel and start a new life in England. This campsite is called The Jungle. It's been described as a place of desperation. But as NPR's Ari Shapiro find out, it's also a place of humanity.
The jungle vibrates with activity. People build and cook, wash clothes, and kick soccer balls. Aram is from Sudan. Like many migrants, he's afraid to give his last name. He's hammering together long planks.
This is my new house. Well, actually, it is not mine. It is for my friend. This is our Eritrean guys. They are new here. They have no home. And I'm helping to set up a new home for these guys.
The oldest of the group broke his leg 2 days ago, trying to hop on a train to the UK. Aram says these Eritreans are all underage.
They're all teenagers.
They need a leader.
So you're their leader?
Yeah, I'm the leader.
Did you come here alone?
I am alone, yes.
When did you come here?
2 months ago.
And now you understand the ways of the camp, and so you help new people?
Yeah, I'm experienced.
Jungles are famously Darwinian places, and it's true that at the jungle campsite here in Calais, there has been violence. If you leave your shoes out, they may get stolen. But it's impossible to miss the people here with almost nothing caring for those who have even less. Like Salman Alikoze, he's from Afghanistan.
How old are the youngest people in this group?
They're all young. 16, 17. This guy's 11.
15. 11?
Yeah.
And did they come by themselves?
Yeah, some of them.
When we finish talking, I give Alikoze a couple of tea bags and a bar of soap that I brought from my hotel.
For you, young boy.
For you, young boy, he says, and hands it all to the 11-year-old. On the other side of the campsite, school is in session.
Be careful, Miss G, always S.
Standing outside of the classroom is Zimako Jones from Nigeria. He lives here in the jungle, and he built this school by himself.
I need to build another one. I need to build a hospital. Only to think what I can do to help my brothers in the jungle.
Nobody pays him, but he says this is a way to stay busy while he waits for his asylum application to go through.
I'm living in France maybe 2 years now. When I was in Nice, I already helped people from the streets, and I helped some people there. When I came here, I saw them again. They say, "Are you again?" You always help people here. I say, "Yeah."
International aid groups at this campsite say these men should not have to build their own shelters. Celine Schmidt is with the UN High Commission on Refugees.
You arrive here in France and you see people living under plastic sheeting. It is shocking. And we've called that situation as an appalling.
She says the jungle does not come close to meeting international standards for refugees. The UK says France must do more to solve this problem. France says these people are only in Calais because they want to get to Britain. Right now, both countries seem to believe that if they just make life more difficult for these migrants, the people and the problem will go away. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Calais, France.